Hello and welcome to this meditative exploration for discovering your natural gifts. A meditative exploration is an opportunity to go within, ask questions, and receive guidance from your inner wisdom. You're welcome to journal your answers as we go, or keep your eyes closed for this process. And then take a few moments at the end to reflect and write down what came up. For now, have a seat somewhere comfortable. Close down your eyes if they aren't already. And place both of your hands over your heart. Breathe into your heart space. Feel it expand. And as you exhale, let any and all tension melt off of you. And again, breathe into your heart space, feeling it expand and open up. And as you exhale, surrender all effort and any need for things to be different than they are. Once more, breathe into your heart, fill it up with warm, loving energy. And as you exhale, completely relax. As you arrive fully in your body, fully in this moment. And keeping your eyes closed, just take a moment for yourself here. It's just you and you. You are a gift. And I know for a fact that you have many unique gifts. Some you're already aware of, and some you have yet to discover and will bring you great joy when you do. Most often, your gifts hide in plain sight. And because they're so natural, and so inherent to who you are, you miss them altogether. Many times they're activated through exposure to certain challenges, circumstances, places, people, or experiences. One thing I know for certain is that you are gifted in a way that is designed to bring you great joy and success, while also fulfilling the world's great need. You are a perfect piece of the global collective, and your gifts are essential to the completeness and happiness of the whole. You are essential to our success. And it's important that you recognize, value, and share these gifts, and share them in a way that feels really good to you. My desire here today is that your natural gifts become real and known to you in obvious and tangible ways. That your awareness and acknowledgement of them both excite you and expand their presence and power in your life. Your decision to recognize them and commitment to share them will lead you on a path of continuous success, adventure, and deep fulfillment on every level of your being. There are as many paths to success as there are people. Let others inspire you with their courage, their creativity, and yet let your path be your own. Take the best of what you see, the best of what you've learned, and merge it with the best that's within you. For this exploration, I'll be asking you a series of questions. You're welcome to answer them in your mind, but writing down what you discover either during or after the exploration is recommended. It's okay if an answer doesn't come to you right away. Let these questions marinate in your subconscious and expect answers, experiences, and keys to start showing up in your life in response. You might also get 100 answers at once, and that's okay too. None of your answers need to be big or significant things that you can start a six-figure business with tomorrow. This whole process is about starting to become more aware of your zone of effortlessness and ease, where your natural and authentic joy is. All right, take a deep breath. Exhale with a sigh. And let's begin. What are the kinds of things that you could spend all day doing, or thinking about, or even learning? Is there a certain topic that you love to Google and listen to podcasts about in your free time? What do people compliment you or express gratitude for? What feels effortless for you and actually gives you energy and satisfaction as you do it? Who are the people who inspire you most? What are their unique gifts? What do you wish existed in the world? What would make your life and the lives around you better? It can be a quality, like a sense of community, or a physical product or service. And once you have your answer, what part of it interests you most? Why? And how can you be a part of its creation, no matter how small? How could you contribute to it being real? Now, if all your needs were abundantly supported, and you were completely independent of the opinions of others, how would you spend your time? And be aware that if you've been taxing yourself by working very hard and juggling many demands, the answer might be different than how you'd feel if you were rested and well-balanced. For instance, your first answer might be a year of sleep, or being left alone to play games and watch TV, and that's totally valid. But imagine you took the rest you needed for as long as your heart desired, with no guilt, and now you're just bursting with energy, confidence, resources, and the excitement to create things. What would you do? And what would you create? Be present with what's come up and any thoughts you're having right now. Don't fight yourself or argue for your limitations. The past is irrelevant because you're here and you're now, in your point of power where all possibilities exist. If you're still a little unsure about your answers, know that your subconscious is working on it as you sit here and will continue to moving forward. You can expect to become more and more aware of your natural gifts with every passing day. The simple desire itself to be more aware of your gifts will set in motion a series of opportunities to find out exactly what they are. Inhale. Exhale. And repeat after me. I am gifted. I am a gift. I have many unique and beautiful gifts within me. I'm excited to discover more of my gifts. My excitement, curiosity, and desire are my guides. The world has a need for my unique gifts. It's right that I am how I am. I am perfectly made. I am gifted. I am important. I am good. Inhale. Exhale. And relax. When you're ready, open up your eyes and journal any thoughts or revelations that came up in this exercise. And then go forth into the day, holding awareness of your giftliness everywhere you go. Whether you know it or not yet, you are a gift. And we are all so incredibly blessed to have you here. Namaste.